It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team will open play in 2025 with a home game against Cali College on Saturday. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. Cloud County entered the holiday break after suffering a 77-53 home defeat to No. 1 Hutchinson on December 14th, marking the team's fifth consecutive loss to the Blue Dragons and their first loss inside Arley Bryan Gymnasium this season. The T-Birds are now 10-3 overall and 5-3 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play, with two of their three conference defeats coming against teams ranked inside the top five in the latest NJCAA Division I women's basketball poll. Cloud County is led by sophomore transfer Tiana Davis. Davis is averaging 14.1 points, 2.7 rebounds, 2.6 assists, and 1.4 steals per game. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team will also face Cali College on Saturday. The contest will begin at 4 p.m. Cloud County takes a four-game losing streak into Saturday's contest, which is the program's longest losing streak since dropping six in a row from January 22nd through February 11th, 2023. The T-Birds are coming off a 77-73 loss against Hutchinson, which took place at Arley Bryan Gymnasium on December 14th. Coming off his 10th straight double-digit scoring performance in the team's loss to Hutch, freshman forward Elijah Savant leads Cloud County in scoring at 14.8 points per game on 58.5% shooting, which is 8th individually in the Jayhawk Conference. Savant also leads the T-Birds with 28 block shots, the 4th most in the conference.